and we have a couple of angles on this. Jim Moran, the representative from Northern Virginia, represents all sort of the close-in communities, Alexandria, Arlington, had a big press conference today about that subject. And he was in depth with Francis Rose today. So
we'll have a chunk of that later in the show today.
Yeah, we'll do some highlights from that. But right now we want to say that nearly three dozen Pentagon agencies who were on deadline to move by 2011 as part of the BRAC process now have a little more time, some breathing room in their final plans. A local lawmaker announced a major change in the way that BRAC will be implemented in the Washington area. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following this breaking story all day long. He joins us right here, right now, live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, Virginia Congressman Jim Moran used the Arlington County Boardroom in Clarendon as the venue for his briefing, just confirmed this morning by the Pentagon that 36 agencies that had been under the gun to move by 2011 will now get a little more time to prepare.
We are delighted to be able to announce a reprieve from a terribly unrealistic, illogical requirement that was imposed upon Northern Virginia by the Department of Defense.
That reprieve came in the form of a memo from Ashton Carter, the Pentagon's Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, and overturns one provision of the original 2005 BRAC decision.
The Department of Defense said that every building where DOD employees are housed has to be secure from the possibility of 200 pounds of explosives and a truck bomb going off next to the building. Now, that might happen if there was not adequate security, perhaps at a very large and prominent installation, whether it be the Pentagon or a House or Senate office building or the U.S. Capitol. But it was highly unlikely that that would ever occur next to these office buildings, which are relatively, I don't want to say obscure because they're nice buildings, but they are not identified in any kind of iconic fashion. They're not targets for terrorists. But nevertheless, it applied to those buildings. There was a requirement that not only can there not be underground parking, can there not be access to public transit, to metro stations, but in fact there needs to be a setback of at least 82 feet, and in some cases, 148 feet. The Pentagon doesn't meet that requirement. None of the House or Senate office buildings meets that requirement. The United States Capitol doesn't meet that requirement. None of these buildings meet that requirement, but they impose that requirement on Arlington and Alexandria.
Moran says all those DOD agencies were under a short and some would say unreasonable deadline to be in compliance with the BRAC security mandates at Fort Belvoir.
The buildings aren't ready. They won't be ready by 2011. And yet, the Pentagon continued to insist under the last administration that everybody needed to be in compliance with these building codes by next Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. Impossible to meet, and yet the federal government wasn't willing to extend the lease, which meant that the owners of the buildings couldn't get financing to maintain the buildings, could get no long-term leases. So the government insisted that people stay in the building even though there was no way for the owner to finance the building. So we explained all of this to the General Services Administration, the Pentagon, and today we announced that this new administration has decided to show some truly rational judgment to do the right thing, to extend the imposition of the security requirements for another 2 years, but also, in the meantime, to allow long-term leases on these buildings till 2014.
So that's the news today from Virginia Congressman Jim Moran. And it's interesting to note that this was only approved, or that he basically got the memo for this from the Defense Department, from Ashton Carter, very early this morning. So this caught a lot of people by surprise that they were going to make this decision for them.
He's not using soft language here. He's calling these decisions about that would impact Northern Virginia unrealistic, illogical, and this is genuinely a last-minute reprieve. The deadline is Wednesday.
Right. And this is part of the broader argument that both Congressman Moran and former Congressman Tom Davis, who had also been lobbying on behalf of the agencies in this regard and also on behalf of the local jurisdictions, that it was a very, very tight deadline. 2005 to 2009 is only 4 years. And they, you know, the Pentagon said, because of the security concerns, we need to rush this. We need to get this through right away. We need to get these 36 agencies behind a security perimeter at Fort Belvoir. 4 years, you know, Moran said basically the buildings aren't ready, and also the roads and the infrastructure, the sewer
lines.
There's
a tremendous amount of infrastructure that would have to accommodate that sort of a move.
You know, especially,
they've been saying that forever.
Especially down on I-95, Amy, it's would really have been a mess.
So the Pentagon was trying to combine, since BRAC said you have to move anyway, mm-hmm. and they also imposed all these requirements on safety requirements,
security
requirements.
Right.
The Pentagon had tried to do both of those at once.
Right. They tried to do both of them at once, and thinking that the way to do it was to go to Fort Belvoir, because they have an unlimited amount, or maybe not an unlimited, but a large amount of space that they can do whatever they want with down there. But the fact of the matter is, you know, 20,000 feds have to be able to, you know, it's like sending everybody down through a funnel. 20,000 feds have to go down I-95 to get to their new jobs, and all of this has to happen by 2011. That's 2 years down the road, and a lot of the work that has to be done to make this possible and to make this work still hasn't happened. Interestingly enough, one of the agencies that won't see any real major impact from this is DARPA, because DARPA is still on track to move its headquarters about a half mile to just opposite the Boston Common Mall in an old Metro bus parking garage. And their plans are still in place, because they've been able to work with a developer to come up with a secure building that meets the Pentagon's dictates when it comes to security. And they told us today that they're still on track to move within the next several years.
DISA gets impacted too, don't they?
Yes, they're in that group out near a little just close to the Pentagon
skyline. Yeah,
near skyline.
Very nice. And we should note that later on in the 6 o'clock hour, we will actually hear from Congressman Moran himself. As we mentioned, he was on In Depth with Francis Rose. We'll be bringing you parts of that in the 6 o'clock hour, so you can hear him for yourself. And more tomorrow?
More tomorrow in the Federal Drive with Tom and Jane, and also on federalnewsradio.com.
Very nice. Thank you, Max.
Anytime.